the current fever is being contained, politicians on all sides in Lebanon are encouraging their followers to remain calm. And so far, it's working. But he says, as the Syrian conflict worsens, the question is how long that calm can hold in Syria's neighbors. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
This is WCVE Public Radio. Each Tuesday morning at this time, we check in with PolitiFact Virginia, the fact-checking service of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and we're joined live on the line this morning by the editor of PolitiFact Virginia, Warren Fisk. Hi, Warren. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. Well, we have a couple of recent PolitiFact Virginia items to ask you about. You and your colleagues have written in recent days about these claims by Virginia political figures, and you checked out the facts. And first of all, Corey Stewart, who's the chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors and says he's going to run for lieutenant governor in next year's statewide elections, he had made a claim that in his county, since it cracked down on illegal immigrants a few years ago, he says violent crime in Prince William has decreased by 50%. When you checked the facts on that, what did you find?
Well, we ran into a few issues with his statement. The crackdown began in 2008, and essentially anyone who is arrested in Prince William County, they have their citizenship or their legal papers checked to see if they're in the United States legally. The first problem we ran into was a statistical one, and Corey Stewart can only get close to the 50% drop that he claims when he uses statistics that are kept by the Prince William County Police, and they show a 48% drop off in violent crime from 2006 to 2011. But the statistics kept by the state police and the FBI tell a different story. The state police, which keeps a much more detailed count of violent crime than Prince William, shows that there was a 24% drop in crime during these years in Prince William County, mm-hmm. and that's roughly the state average. And the FBI statistics show that there was a 23% drop in crime during those years, which is roughly the state average. The second issue we had is that Corey Stewart begins counting the drop-off in violent crime in 2006, and the immigration crackdown didn't go into effect until 2008. So if you really begin counting in 2007, the year before the crackdown was instituted, you find that Prince William County's decline in violent crime falls a little bit below the state average, a little bit higher than the average of its neighboring counties, but below the state average. And the third issue we have is that Stewart definitively ties the Prince William County drop in violent crime to the crackdown itself. And a study by the University of Virginia offered a much more cautious conclusion. It said the crackdown certainly may have helped in reducing some violent crime there, but there are a lot of other factors to consider, and one of them might have been that the crackdown made immigrants much more reluctant to report crimes to the police, and that's why the number dropped. And so, all considered, we ended up rating his claim mostly false.
All right. Now, another recent article dealt with a claim by Democratic Congressman Jim Moran of Northern Virginia, who said that 70% of the guns recaptured in drug cartel crimes in Mexico had come from the United States. So you checked mm-hmm. that figure. What did you find out?
Well, we did. And what he said, it was sort of a nuanced claim. He said that according to data from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, that 70% of the firearms recovered and traced in Mexican drug cartel crimes originated in the United States. The Mexican government and a lot of other nations ask the ATF to trace guns that are found in their countries, often to see if they came from the United States. And in 2011, Mexico asked the ATF to check on 20,335 firearms involved in crimes in that country, and 71% came from the United States. There's a slight catch to this. The ATF said that the guns were involved in crimes in Mexico, but not necessarily drug crimes, as Jim Moran claimed. But we're not sure that that makes a tremendous amount of difference, because until very recently, Mexican crime records really didn't distinguish between drug-related offenses and other crimes. And there's a very, very high correlation. In 2010, the Mexican government reported 24,374 murders, and they found that about 60% of the murders were drug-related. Both the Mexican government and the United States government are reporting, are saying that U.S. guns are involved in a very high percentage of murders, that there's an increase of rifles being used in these murders, and rifles are very hard to obtain from Mexico itself. Mm-hmm. So Moran was a tad off in his statement, but overall it seemed fairly reasonable, and we rated it mostly true.
All right. Warren Fisk, editor of PolitiFact Virginia. Thanks, Warren, for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.